MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 10, 2025. Environmental groups are opposed to climate change plans, and the Salem school system is getting a food grant. Rain, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:43 a.m. and 11:42 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that environmental groups are urging regulators to reject five-year climate change adaptation proposals from the state's major utilities, saying the plans don't go far enough to help the state transition to clean energy. The State Public Utilities Department is reviewing plans filed by National Grid, Eversource, and other natural gas providers detailing steps they plan to take over the next 5 years to help the state meet its benchmark in reducing greenhouse gas emissions that scientists say are contributing to a warmer planet. Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, Salem's schools were recently awarded funding to expand their local foods purchasing and food literacy education, including classroom education on nutrition and where food comes from, as well as hands-on learning in school gardens. Salem Public Schools was awarded $133,000 over 18 months through a grant program offered by the State Department of Early and Secondary Education. The program is called the Massachusetts Farming Reinforces Education and Student Health Through Composition and Optimization of Resources and Partnerships Grant, otherwise known as FreshCorp, and it's intended to expand and formalize food system education for pre-K through 8th grade students. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Lee Blender reports in the Marblehead Current, today is Election Day in Marblehead, with several contested races and $14.35 million in debt exclusion overrides on the ballot. Early voting last week was brisk with more than 880 people. Online, check out Marblehead Current's Candidates Guide for profiles, articles, letters to the editor, and more. ItemLive.com is reporting Linfield Town Administrator Rob Dolan released a statement Monday after a town employee made racist remarks before the Linfield High School graduation on Friday. The quote says, "The town has begun an investigation into the recorded conversation that occurred on Friday before the Linfield High School graduation. One of the employees involved in the conversation resigned and is no longer employed by the town. The investigation into this matter is ongoing, and there is no further information or comment at this time," according to the statement. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, in celebration of Corpus Christi weekend, June 21 to 22, Archbishop Richard Henning is scheduled to lead a procession by boat to Gloucester and several North Shore towns. In honor of the feast, Henning will bring the Blessed Sacrament or Eucharist by boat for Mass, prayer, and adoration. The Feast of Corpus Christi focuses on the Holy Eucharist. Henning, who has spent much of his life and ministry in coastal communities and is an avid boater, proposed the idea to conduct the procession by sea. He will travel on a 32-foot Ellis cabin cruiser named Shepherd's Pie that will be provided by the Shepherd family of Winchester. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the St. John's Prep tennis team has advanced to the state finals as the Eagles defeated Concord Carlisle yesterday. The Prep has now won 43 straight matches over the past 2 years, and the team is currently at 21-0 this spring. The Eagles will take on Lexington in the state finals. The Northeastern Conference announced its postseason track awards. The athletes of the year are Alex Jackson and Alessandra Forgione, both of Peabody High School. The coaches of the year are Fernando Braz of Peabody and Joe Alba of Saugus High School. And just a handful of North Shore teams remain alive in the state tournament with a lacrosse and baseball game scheduled this week, as well as some tennis matches. The Red Sox lost at home last night to the Rays, 10-8. Series resumes tonight, weather permitting, at 7:10 p.m. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.